Chapter 22, The Light at the End of the Tunnel. Obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off your goal. Henry Ford. The goal of diffusing your button is to disengage from the situation enough so that you will become neutral. Being neutral means that you won't react. Being neutral means that you will respond in a way that can be heard by your children. Being neutral means that you won't take their behavior personally. You will have more appropriate perceptions of your children that will not generate the emotions you hate. You will get your message across as it was intended. You will be able to step into your child's shoes, see his problem, understand his agenda, and empathize with his point of view. You will be able to set clear limits and establish strong boundaries. Your respectful response will elicit cooperation and listening more often than not. Putting parenting skills into practice effectively requires both neutrality and compassion. Neutrality allows an objective perspective so that creative solutions are available. Compassion allows you to be able to say, "My child has a problem. How can I help?" instead of, "How can he be such a problem?" It means you can reach across the gap and look at what your child needs rather than being stuck in your own head focused on yourself. Compassion grants you the perspective of your child as a whole important individual rather than as an unruly problem needing to be molded and tamed. There are no 5 easy steps to change the way you react when your buttons get pushed, but here are some reminders of what to do. Review Chapter 18 for more help. Use the easy times to practice. If you are in Zone 1 or 2 on the button meter, annoyed or frustrated rather than enraged, practice diffusing. Don't let a minor button go by and wait for a major explosion to begin work on your new habits. It will be much easier to deal with harder times when you have some small successes under your belt. What to do when your button gets pushed? Stop, breathe, walk away if you need to. Detach, detach, detach. Notice your agenda. Acknowledge your feelings. Identify your assumptions. Don't take it personally. It's not about you. Change your perspective. Think differently. Use affirmative self-talk. Check the accuracy of assumptions. Are your assumptions productive? Add because to your assumption. Look at the behavior as your cue. Ask, what is this behavior trying to tell me? What do I need to learn? Reach across the gap and connect. Later, identify your standards and beliefs and adjust your standards. When you get your button pushed, you can punish your child for pushing it, or you can listen to what the button has to tell you, take responsibility for it, and discipline more effectively. Because I'm the boss and I say so, or whatever you want, sweetie, are the two extremes that come easily, but they don't work in raising responsible, respectful people. Reactive parenting is no fun. It's what turns us into the screaming maniacs we hate, and what causes us to fall into bed at night exhausted, drained, and worried. What standards you are willing to let go of, what you hang on to with fierce conviction, and what you are willing to negotiate strongly affect whether your children cooperate or rebel. Choose the journey toward parenting that is mindful and aware. Finding what works for both you and your child takes much more effort, but is far more rewarding in the end. Allow for regression and failures. You cannot learn new habits without them. Don't expect years of old patterns to disappear quickly. Self-discovery is a peeling away process, one layer at a time. Think of peeling the leaves of an artichoke, one leaf at a time, slowly but surely exposing the heart. Blocked emotions are based on fear. Channel your fears into courage, courage to feel without blame or defense, to take action, to change old patterns. Courage requires vulnerability. Courage means having the guts to be yourself and accept everything that comes with you. Connection with your child is the goal. It's the moments of connection your child will remember. Connection makes a lifetime of difference.